Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers, and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. I'm your humble host today, Muzaffar Haider, and we're going to be talking about Mahdawiyya. One of the most important verses that we have in this regard is something that we gain from Dua Ahad, which has been told to us to recite during the time of Ghaybah. That verse is, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. They see it, surely they see it as very far, but we see it as very close. In the dua, it's giving us this context of Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and it's showing us that the believers are those who see the zuhur as close. Today, discussing the subject with me is my dear brother, Brother Abdul Aziz from Nigeria. Assalamu alaikum, brother. It's really good to have you.
Thank you very much. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shurah li sadri wa yasir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Amma ba'd. Thank you for inviting me for this great and welcoming program, more especially on the occasion of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, ajjalallahu farajahu sharif. Yeah, it's such a wonderful occasion, so to speak, that there's no amount of knowledge that could be able to talk about the Mahdawi, because it's indeed a great one, very, very great. That so much so that I see that in the angle of, like, for example, you talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, talking about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is just like talking about the Prophet. Yeah. Because you can't separate it. You can't separate him from the Prophet, more or less, the A'immatul Mayamin.
Actually, you reminded me of this very important hadith that we have. Yeah. It says, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he himself said that Islam came a stranger, it will leave a stranger, and it will return a stranger. You know, so in the same way that Islam was established by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi in his time, it was a completely strange phenomenon for the people, although now we see it as something very, you know, very clear. It's La ilaha illallah, there is no God except Allah. It should have been very clear, but actually it was something very strange. And in the same way, when Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif returns and the zuhur takes place, people are going to see his message as something very strange.
Of course, seriously. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and hadith from him, was saying that Imam al-Hujja, Imam Mahdi al-Ajjalallahu farajahu, that he is Imam Mahdi. He says this, that he is Imam al-Hujja, that he is going to come. If you could see that my name and his name are one. I am Muhammad, he is Mahdi, Muhammad Mahdi. So,
and but of course, the name of Imam Mahdi as well. Lots of people don't know that the actual name of Imam Mahdi, Ajallallah, is actually Muhammad as well. Yeah, that is his name.
It's great. It's such a great one. That also reminds me of a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam. What's such a wonderful hadith that I heard, and of course I read too. He was saying that he wishes that if Imam Mahdi arrives, that he wishes to be among those who polishes his shoes. I was like, you know, shocked when I heard this hadith.
And this is coming from a Ma'asum Imam.
A Ma'asum, a grandfather of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, talking in such a way. It connected me. Immediately I got connected that, oh, had it been that, for example, he did not know, or maybe he did not know that it wasn't, you know, the similitude of Prophet that is coming, you know, and that he got, you know, the entire message in such a way that people's senses could not inculcate. You know, there are a lot of things that hidden behind hijab that ordinary people could not see, except the ma'soom, the man of all, I mean, such as, for example, the Prophet and, of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam. So Imam Ali talking in such an angle that he wishes to be among those, you know, servant who polishes his shoe before he takes.
It is extraordinary, if I can just interject there. I haven't come across this hadith in particular about the polishing of the shoes, but I have heard from the Imams alayhim as-salam. For example, we have a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, we have it from Imam Baqir, and they do express such things like this, that if I were alive at his time, i.e. the time of Imam Mahdi, I would serve him night and day.
Seriously.
So
that reminds me of whom they were, they vowed to serve, for example, is a divine connection. You know, from Allah subhanahu, that you can separate in between. They are one. Muhammad, just like the hadith that the Prophet, you know, says, this occurred in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa saying that Hussein minni wa ana min Hussein, for example. Al-Hassan wal-Hussein minni wa ana minhum. Man ahabbahum faqad ahabbani wa man ahabbani faqad ahabba Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it's such a striking and a wonderful hadith.
For example, a translation, you know, one.
Yeah, that Hussein is from me.
Ahsan,
You know, it's a wonderful science, you know, that one need to ponder. And I am from Hussein. Others, in other distinct angles, he says, Hassan, my grandson Hassan and Hussein are from me, and I am from them. Whoever loves them, man ahabba al-Hassan wal-Hussein faqad ahabbani. Whoever loves Hassan and Hussein indeed have loved me. And whoever loved me, man ahabbani faqad ahabba Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It's a difficult concept to actually grasp if we think about it, because on the one hand, kulluhum nurun wahid, they are all from the same light that from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, to Imam Mahdi, they're all the same. And if one Imam says something, he will never contradict another Imam. At the same time, the status of Imam Zaman, Imam Mahdi, is so high that the other Imams are expressing such sentiments that they will say, you know, we wish we could serve him and his cause.
And of course, also, you know, a science of it concerning this is that also concerning Imam Ali alayhi salam, though we were talking about Imam Hujjah, but just a science, I just want to express a science, you know, of Allah subhanahu in them. That he says, Ana wa aliyun min shajaratin wahida. You know, that's the bone. The bone shajara, which is the tree of A'immat, the progeny of the Prophet. Who is he? Ali alayhi salam. Ana wa aliyun ya'ni wa baqi a'immatul mayamin. Ana wa aliyun min shajaratin wahid.
Me and Ali are Ali from, one,
are from
tree.
One tree.
One tree.
Wa sa'irun nas min shajaratin shatta. Can you imagine that?
And one tree.
And the rest of humanity, the entire humankind, you know, are from different trees entirely. So let's come to that hadith, for example, that he says concerning Imam Hussein, quickly. He says that, you know, something I could not say to my son, and this is the Prophet saying to Hassan wal Hussein, that they are from me and I am from them. I could say that, maybe, for example, my son is from me, but am I from my son? Anybody, any sensitive, person could not take that very serious with me. He said, what are you talking about? You from your son, but accept it. Your son is from you. But look at the science. You know, they are one. Then coming about, for example, talking about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, there is a hadith, you know, that talked about that tag him as baqiyatullah. You know, baqiyatullah, it means the remnant, you know, of the entire message and rahmah and the blessings of Allah Subhanahu to the entire human kind, for example, in this globe, you know, and also it runs around to the rest of the grandsons of the Prophet, also, you know, which is the 12 Imams, also their Rahmah, but the khususan, and specifically, you know, this was said to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, that he is the Baqiyatullah. He is the message, he is a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Not in the traditional sense, we have to point that out, right? Yeah. He is not a prophet.
He is not in a prophet. Traditional sense in the traditional sense, he is not a prophet, but he is the compiler, the completions of the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And that's not to say that the message is incomplete.
That's not to say that it's incomplete, but they are the explainer, you know, the a translator, you know, of the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know. A decade after decade, you know, you have the imam. That is why we have 12 imams, you know, in their layers. You know, after this imam comes, you know, just as you saw you heard about the prophet, you know, layers. Some prophet were sent to his ummah with a scientific listing and a wisdom and ways of explaining things, and of course in their.
Well, one way that we can put it is that Imam Mahdi is the implementer of that which the Holy Prophet brought. Many people are under the misconception, actually, that Islam came and that's it, that's the end, it's here now.
Of course.
That Islam which came needs to be implemented in society. So in one sense we can say,
As the message, being the message of the messenger, he is the messenger, but no, he is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know. Just as we could, for example, dream it in this sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him, you know, to cover the entire universe with the wisdom that is behind the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the judgment, the wisdom, not partial, finding some sect, you know, not doing Islam, for example, not understanding the message, you know, at this end of time, you find Imam al-Hujjah, you know, bringing, you know, is like, for example, as the Islam comes, Adam, he brought to some certain level, Musa, Isa, to some certain level, for example. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brings the entire Islam and its completion. No, you know, there's no any
imperfection.
Imperfection. So, Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, is the implementer, you know, of what the Prophet brought, you know.
So, in Eid-e Ghadir,
practically, you know.
I mean, Eid-e Ghadir, when the Holy Prophet holds up the hand of Ali, alayhi salam, and he says, "Man kuntu mawla, fahada Ali mawla, for whomsoever I am the mawla, this Ali is also the mawla." Yeah. Lots of people don't pay attention to the fact that this is the moment where that part of the verse was revealed. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. Right, this day have we completed for you your religion. The religion is certainly complete.
Of course.
But does that mean that the people are ready to take that message and implement it in society? And when you look at the history,
of course.
That hasn't happened.
Yeah.
So in one sense, it can be said that Imam Zaman, Imam Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala, what he is going to do is lead the people when they are implementing that message
on earth. Of course. They've got me to remind me, you know, a hadith for example, from the Prophet, for example, he says that from the hadith, this is a hadith concerning Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. He said, "Kullu nabiyyin ورث علما فقد انتخى الى آل محمد عليه السلام عليهم السلام. He says that every other prophet, you know, inherit knowledge, but this knowledge is going to be encapsulated, you know, given gathered, you know, from the first prophet, you know, Adam,
throughout history, all of them,
throughout the history until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, the entire knowledge he brought, they are going to be, you know, put into book, you know, given to them, to Ali Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see, they have the entire knowledge of the first prophet to the last. And they are the implementer of this message. And we are talking about Imam al-Hujjah. He is to, you know, just like, for example, Allah is saying in the Holy Quran that, for example, when Allah was telling, he said, in al-hukmu, in bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in al-hukmu illa lillah, amara alla ta'budu illa iya. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيُّمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Is it the only judgment whatsoever, preference in that order is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah has ordained, you know. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ أَمَرَ. He ordained not to follow or to practice or to believe whatsoever, you know, except him, what he has sent. Zalika dinul, believing in such what Allah has ordained. Dinul qayyim, it is the very religion that he meant.
That is the upright religion.
Of course. Zalika dinul qayyim, walakinna aksara nasi la ya'lamun.
Most human beings just don't understand. Yeah,
they're totally heedless about the reality of life. So now this is Imam al-Hujjah that we're talking about.
For example, wait, okay. Yeah. Hold on. So Imam Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala, he has the knowledge. Yeah. He is warithul anbiya. He's collected all of that. He's inherited all of this knowledge.
Of course.
He has the power, the jurisdiction by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to implement that knowledge on earth, to rid the earth of injustice. Yeah. Why isn't it happening?
Yeah, that is, you know, the heedlessness, you know, concerning human being, you know, the satanic phenomena, you know, that has been foretold in history, you know, in the time of Adam alayhi salam, when Shaitan was saying that he's going to mislead those who follow, accept and follow their whims and caprices, for example. You know, in the Day of Judgment, we had this as a hadith that in the hellfire, for example, the people will be cursing the devil that may Allah punish you, may Allah, and stuff like. He will say, what have I done to you? You follow your whims and caprices. I only beautify it for you. That is this what you want?
Yeah.
If this is what you want, then get it. That is just what have I done to you? Which shows that, for example, human being was the one that mislead and follows his whims. For example, so for this we need to. Stood our solid firm, you know, and understand, you know, the righteous, what is called righteousness, for example. Righteousness is what the entire Prophet has brought. You see, Imam Baqir was saying that if Imam al-Hujjah comes, that he's going to bring brightness to the ummah, the light, serenity, love, you know, justice to cover the entire world. That he is going to talk to the people of Injil with their Injil, and the people of Torah with their Torah, and justice. That is so much so that if they see him, they hear from him, immediately they say, how is this possible? This is the very origin and right Torah that Allah has sent to the entire to his people, to the people at the time of Musa, and of course at the time of Isa alayhi salam, and of course the Muslims. You know, Imam Baqir continues, he says that Imam al-Hujjah was stand behind Kaaba in calling people, reciting Quran, calling them. Were they, everyone, he talks to every other person, you know, at the level of his understanding, you see. And this not going to be just, for example, this ayah, you know, a verse from the Holy Quran. He says, "Am lahum bismillahi rahman rahim, am lahum nasibun min al mulk, fa idhan la yu'tuna an-nasa naqira." Do they think that they have the iota of what the government, the justice, is all about? Min al mulk, fa idhan, if that is the case, truth that you among people that thought that they have the veto, the high level of thinking, the knowledge, to lead the people to the righteousness. Allah says that fa idhan la yu'tuna an-nasa naqira. Naqir in Arabic is that date. If you open date, you know, just a veil, white, you know, veil, something. Allah says even that. If at all, that for example, they have the iota of leadership, for example, Allah said that veil, that cover, that the date, they will not give as a just rightful, you know, right, you know, to the people. They will not give that to people.
If they had strength, if they had power, this is what we're
facing in the world today.
Yeah.
You know, the skirmish. The misconceptions.
And this is, I was actually having this discussion with somebody just recently, and they were arguing how Islamic law should not be implemented in society because it makes people rebel against Islam, etc. It was a different discussion. But the point here is that, look, we don't recognize what human beings are, generally speaking. Most human beings in the world, if the laws of society and governments were lifted, you know, laws like thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not, you know, do bad things upon the earth, whatever it may be, if these laws were actually removed, humanity would become very, very disturbing.
Seriously.
You know, it would become very scary.
And somebody, this got me to remember about...
It leads into that, the iota, that if people had power, they wouldn't actually do justice on the earth.
Yeah, not at all, for example.
On the other hand, you have the example of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha.
Yeah.
What does he say? He says that if they gave me whatever is in the heavens and the earth, and just imagine it, every single thing, the sun, the star, the moon, everything, if it was given to me, in front of me, I wouldn't take a leaf or a tiny object from the mouth of an ant.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that level of injustice for that great of a reward.
It's incredible.
So this is Imam Ali alayhi salam.
And as we've said,
kulluhum nurum wahid.
Perfect example.
This is the Ahlul Bayt.
Imam Baqir was saying that the Mahdi that is fought to come before you, he says that between Imam, he said Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, you know, for example, I have some hadith here. Just quickly, immediately, as very, very wonderful, and of course, touching too, you know. So he says that, he said, أَلَا وَمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَنْزُرَ إِلَى آدَمْ. Maybe I will not translate because of the, you know, someone. I will translate just in a book. أَلَا وَمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَنْزُرَ إِلَى آدَمْ وَشِيش فَهَا أَنَزَا. You know, when the Imam Hujjah alayhi salam appears to the, in the Kaaba, his follower, a soul, Shia, past, present, and future challenges. I mean, they have no like around. You understand? Those are very theos, you know, people. Yeah, a sanctified one indeed. He said, Adam was sheesh. You see, if you want to see Adam, you know, in his wealthiest, you know, stand, this is me. This is me. You see, ala waman arada an yanzura ila nuhin wa waladihi sam faha anata. If you want to see Nuh also, I am Nuh. You see, ala. He says, "Ala waman arada an yanzura ila Nuhin fa ala waman arada an yanzura ila Ibrahim wa Ismail fa ha anaza." If you want to see Ibrahim and Ismail, is it? I am Ibrahim and Ismail. He says that, "Ala waman arada an yanzura ila Musa." You were Yusha for her and that. And this is how he comes to Isa and of course to Imam Ali alayhi salam, to the Prophet, and of course to Hassan and Hussein. He said he is the entire Prophet. Mm-hmm. He is the entire Imamate. Mm-hmm. He is the Prophet Muhammad and Ali. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. This is great. And that's why I was telling you that he is one. Mm-hmm. And this is Muhammad. And the works of Imam Hujjah is prophet. Mm. If you look at the Imam Hujjah, you know, works, if you did not say it is the work of prophet, there's nothing left.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time. It was really good to have you and have this discussion, inshallah.
Thank you
some
very
really
much,
beautiful
fact,
reminders there.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to find myself, you know, talking about Imam Hujjah. What a great and of course an unforgettable day. Mm. I will never forget in my life. Finding myself talking about Imam al-Hujjah is such a great...
God bless you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
Dear viewers, there you have it. Now, if we want to make the Zuhur happen, or if we want to serve the cause of Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah sharif, first thing we need to do is recognize that it is close. The second thing that we need to do is recognize the deen of Islam. What is the actual deen of Islam? Otherwise, when the Zuhur happens, it will, and whatever message Imam Mahdi brings to us, it will appear as something strange, something gharib, something that we don't recognize, a stranger. We don't want that to happen. And so we should do what Imam Khamenei tells us to do in the letter for you, which was addressed to the youths of the West, Muslims and non-Muslims alike, where he says that you need to know Islam from its original sources, from the Quran, from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Go and look for yourself. Don't depend on others to give you Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and Imam Ali alayhi as-salam, the Ahlul Bayt generally, they taught us that knowledge is the lost property of the believer. We should strive to get it back. And the third thing that we need to do for the sake of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala is work towards implementing Islam in society and in the world at large. As Brother Abdulaziz pointed out, this deen is for the entire world. The Quran says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. It is He, Allah, who sent the messenger with guidance and the deen of truth, the religion of truth, that it may manifest over all other religions. The question is, what role are we playing in the implementation of this beautiful deen of justice on the planet Earth? From myself and from Brother Abdulaziz, we bid you Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.